Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
As you know, we all tell little white lies now and then, mostly to avoid hurting people's feelings. And that's how we convince ourselves. What about the lies that can get us into trouble? We're going to talk about the psychology of lying now with Dr. Keith Gaynor, who's the senior clinical psychologist in St. John of God's Hospital in Stirling. Good morning, Keith. Nice to see you again.
Great to be here, Ryan.
Some people are what they call compulsive. You always hear that word with lying, compulsive liars.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do those two words join up together?
Actually, compulsive lying is really, really rare. So people who lie out of a mental health difficulty or because of their own insecurity or because of their own anxiety is really rare.
Yeah.
What's really common is that we all lie, and we all lie all the time.
Really?
The average is we lie once every 3 minutes.
That often?
That often.
Good Lord.
But there's small lies, they're white lies, they're little bits of flattery, they're small little things we just do to ease other people, just to get along. And so we don't really think of them as lies, but then sometimes they have an emotional impact. They have a victim, and that's the thing we think of as a proper lie.
So it's a scale. It's a scale.
Definitely.
And that's why it's a scale of 1 to 10. 1, 2 is a white lie, as we call them. A little. You might be heading into danger at 5, and then on it goes.
But really, it only depends on, is there a victim or not?
Right.
So yesterday I was waiting for a friend, and they texted, just at Merrion Square, there in 20 minutes. None of that was true. They were not at Merrion Square.
How do you know?
They were, well, because they turned up 40 minutes late. And so I asked them, because of this piece,
yeah.
I asked them, actually, where were you when you texted? They were still in the house banging on the door getting their girlfriend out of the bathroom.
Get away.
And we do that all the time.
Yeah.
We send texts that are, you know, not quite there.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's no problem. There's no big issue about it. But if that had an impact on me, if that had wrecked my day, or I had cancelled something else to see them, or had some kind of emotional impact, certainly that goes from being a white lie to being something quite important.
Yeah.
So if I lie to you and say, yeah, I'll be there at 10 past 10 and I don't turn up till 10:30, that suddenly has an impact.
Yes, yeah.
It's the same lie, but it has a much bigger impact.
But
and
it
you'll
upsets
remember
the
that.
Equilibrium of what of a given day.
Exactly.
So it's as much about the lie as the
it's about
impact.
The impact as much as it is about the lie.
We hear about lies in politics. There's, if you think about what's on the radio at the moment, and you talk about politics.
I don't think I'm the first person to say that there's lots of lies in politics, and that's part of the discourse. That the opposition will say, we're going to promise X and Y and Z before an election, and then after an election, they go, well, here's all the reasons why we couldn't do it.
Yes.
Then that's the nature
of politics.
We
will never go into government with that party.
Okay. Yeah.
And sure enough.
And 6 weeks later,
the numbers fall and the crunch and you're back again.
And that's it. And we kind of accept that, and we know that it kind of how it works. But one of the problems is that every time we lie, and this is true in our relationships as well, it can damage trust.
Yeah.
So even if it's a small lie, even if we expect it, that it damages the trust between people. And so we'll accept a certain amount of lies from a government. But then at some point, and it's very hard to judge when, there'll be a tipping point.
Yeah.
You go, we don't trust them anymore.
And it's gone. And it's they're gone. Waiting to have their turn at the ballot box to turf them out and keep going. But lies in sport?
So every manager after every game, before every game, stands up and go, we really respect the opposition. They're a good team. We're going to put our best into it. And in truth, they're thinking, these guys are rubbish. Yeah. You know, we're going to trash them. Really, what we're worrying about is the match in 6 weeks' time. Just don't get injured.
Okay, so they just trot out this line to get on with it, but really, they're lying to us.
Yeah, all the time.
Advertising.
Is all lies. Every bit of it.
That's very cynical, Keith. I'm surprised at you.
But, I mean, you know, we buy the boxer shorts to have the body like David Beckham. We get the aftershave so the women will love us. You know, that. But
well, you're right, actually. Neither of those things ever come to pass.
Are true.
But we buy, a Mars bar or a cream egg or something because it looks delicious and it's tasty. They didn't lie. It was delicious and tasty.
It's delicious and tasty, but they may lie about what's in it in terms of its sugar, in terms of its health, in terms of, you know, is it going to keep us full all day long or whatever the tagline is going to be for
Did
that.
I feel like working, resting or playing?
Yeah.
Did I feel like a truck driver after my Yorkie?
Yeah, probably none of those things.
Okay, so what are the types of lies that we should be paying attention to, the ones that you can't brush off?
So it's about how often am I lying to somebody? Because as soon as they pick up on it, they start to trust me less. And that's where relationships break down, whether that's a business relationship or a personal relationship. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the lie is about. You might just lie about being 30 minutes late, but if you keep doing it, then your partner is going to trust you less.
Yeah.
And you've brought distrust into that. And so the content of the lie doesn't matter. It's about actually, is this person able to trust me anymore? Because if I start lying, then my partner starts lying. We're both lying to each other. And suddenly there's no genuineness in our conversation at
so
all.
So it accumulates the whole time. And then it comes to a stress point where we can't withstand it anymore.
And often it's not the biggest thing that breaks it. It's just the build-up of it.
The build-up of it. So why do we do it? Why do we feel the need to lie every 3 minutes?
Well, we do it generally to ease ourselves along, to get ourselves out of sticky situations, to make ourselves feel good or to make the other person feel good. You know, we're chatting about this, or what are the lies that come up in relationships? Go, well, do I look big in this?
Mm.
Do not be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, do you like my new haircut? The answer is yes.
Always.
Always. You know, wasn't the bride beautiful? Yes.
Isn't my baby gorgeous? Yes.
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 Yeah, that's a beautiful, best baby I've ever seen.
Most beautiful. They're all babies are.
All babies are.
So we,
and so we just do this because it's social currency. We have to. We can't be honest in every social situation. And that's absolutely fine. We need to get along with people. But then there comes a tipping point.
Yeah.
And that's where... And it's hard to judge. It's not easy to judge.
You
have to be careful.
Some people take... And it's not a malign pleasure in it, but they take... it's part of their personality that they like to be honest. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones that people describe as being without a filter.
Mm.
Does my arse look big in that? It looks like Mount Rushmore in a ski pants. You know, how's my baby? Looks like Winston Churchill with a soother. So people who can't help themselves telling the truth. Do I look all right? I'm not feeling good. No, you look wrecked.
Right.
You look wrecked, tired, and you look like you need sleep. And even though you feel great. So... are these people honest, or are they just not buying into the social contract?
I think they're not buying into the social contract, and they probably quite enjoy that, because they're so unusual, quite enjoy being unusual. They quite enjoy, out of the 10 of us, being the one person who
calls it.
And they like having that persona. That kind of feeds the ego a little bit. If we were all like that, they would probably do it less.
Yeah, okay. Or maybe they'd
ratchet it up.
Or if we were all like that, they might be the ones who'd come up with the lie saying, you look amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, even though you've got bags the size of refuse sacks under your eyes or whatever it might be. We want to be liked as well. I mean, that's part of it, isn't it? How's it going? Great.
Yeah.
You know, if you've had a crappy day and somebody says, how's it going? You're not going to say, or if you do, it's a bit, I don't want to get into a conversation about it.
Because nobody wants to hear it.
No, not really.
And so you want to be liked, you want to get along, you want to have, you know, that'll make it easy for the other person. Do you watch football? Yeah, I watch football. Who do you follow? Oh, sure, I follow United. And you're just making the conversation easy. How much you actually follow United, how much you actually follow football isn't... You just want to make the flow of conversation easy between two people.
Okay, and that would be like a taxi conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so there's no point in getting into a thing. I don't watch football because it's not really my bag. So you just go, did you see the game? Head to the back page of the paper. And
you nod and you smile and you know.
Yeah, just kind of get you through
along with it.
Through a moment. Is there a big difference between a white lie and a real lie then?
I mean, no.
No?
No, it's just the impact that it has. So we have a conversation here and you say, Keith, you did great. You're, you know, really good piece. And then I walk out of the room and I hear what you really think. The mic stays on or something.
Yeah.
Suddenly, what was a white lie, was a small lie, suddenly has a victim. It has an impact. And that's where it slides into something that's hurtful or, is difficult.
You might borrow tenner for lunch from someone.
And you intend to pay it back. But if you never do, then, you know, it creates a bit of a... You create a reputation or you break down that level of trust.
Yeah.
Because trust is the key part. So honesty on the one hand, but trust on the other hand.
Is gossip lying? Is that can gossip be perceived to be lying?
It's often not true. And so I don't know what organisation, what it's like to work in this organisation.
Oh, no gossip here at all. Yeah. Never.
But often the gossip that goes on has a bit of an edge to it, has maybe a bit of politics to it. One particular person gets put down or one particular show or one particular team.
Yeah.
And that's there. And it's not maybe a full lie, but it's definitely not the whole truth.
Okay. So are you saying that we seldom go out to create the victim, but... It's very easy to become,
anyway.
to slide into that zone.
That's exactly it. So very few of us go out to hurt somebody. to create a lie and to create something that's going to have a victim. But it's very easy for any of our lies that we're doing all the time to slide into something that has a real emotional impact.
What about just be yourself? Is that a lie?
No, I mean, this is kind of the opposite of that lying and that kind of social contract is just be yourself. But actually, it's not that easy to do.
Yeah.
It actually takes quite a bit of effort to be yourself. What part of yourself are you going to be? Are you going to be your outgoing, jokey kind of self? Are you going to be your very serious self? So you have to judge the social situation. You have to judge the context. And actually, it's often much easier just to mirror the other person.
Yeah.
If they're sad, you're sad. If they're happy, you're happy. And that's very easy just to mirror the content of what they're saying as well. If they like this, you like this. If they hated that TV show, you
hate
that
too,
TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
And so because rather than having to work out exactly your own plan, you're just mirroring what the other person is doing.
It is a bit tricky, isn't it? So somebody says, yeah, did you see that movie? And you said, yeah. And they said, God, wasn't it awful? And you thought, I actually really liked it, but I don't know if I want to get into a thing about it.
Yeah,
I kind of want this whole conversation to kind of disappear now.
You just wanted to move on.
So you say,
it was good.
Or the great falsetto. Yeah.
And so you can hear those little ticks come in.
What are the other ticks, I wonder?
How are you, darling? I'm fine.
Nothing wrong.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And so fine is a classic, or, you know, for the males, the bit of the grunt.
Yeah.
How are things?
Around ground.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so that they come up all the time. Or where people skim over stuff. How was your night out last night? Just the one or two.
Yeah.
They're really quiet.
A friend of mine, dad was always, his line was always, what time did you get in at 1:30? So that was great. Because it wasn't lying.
Yeah.
He just didn't finish the sentence.
I just
loved that. In business, and when people do business, that must be a tricky one in boardrooms and meetings, because you're really playing this game, aren't you?
On the one hand, but actually for business to really work, trust has to be in there. If you think the other person is trying to rip you off, you're not going to do business with them. Or you're certainly not going to do business with them again. So a lot of businessmen, top business guys, will talk about, my word is my bond.
Yes.
That actually honesty is a core part of what they do. Because if the customer can't trust them, then it can't work. And so actually a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to build up that sense of trust. And so although they may be trying to do a deal or make a bit of profit, they're hopefully not going to do it. Or they're certainly going to try not to do it in a way that disrupts the trust.
Yeah.
It's not about this deal, it's about the deal, you know, the relationship over 10 years.
Okay, and you're talking about spotting lies and listening to the voice going up or down. Are we good at it? Are we good at spotting lies?
We're terrible.
Do we choose not to, though? Are we lying to ourselves? Is it a double bluff?
No, well, we're genuinely pretty poor at it. So all the research shows that we're pretty poor at it. So although we believe that, you know, if people move their eyes or twitch or the voice going up, actually that very few lies fit into that context.
Yeah.
So this is why a polygraph machine can't be used.
In court.
So even something really sophisticated that measures your heart rate all the way through actually isn't that accurate. And so the human eye in the middle of human conversation is even less accurate than that.
Okay. God, we're not very good at this, the lying game, really. We're good at committing the lie or telling the lie, but we're not good at spotting it or knowing when we've gone too far.
Yeah. So that's why we put such an emphasis in trust in relationships, because we know we can't pick it up. So we have to trust you.
Text says, I've come to accept that a friend of mine embellishes stories. It was a lovely way of saying he's a big liar. Rather than downright lies all the time. Is it okay to just let them lie, or should I have a word with them?
Well, it depends on what impact does it have on you. We all love a shaggy dog story. Mm-hmm. We all love a friend who's going to tell his weekend was right there and here and here. And if you enjoy the story, you go with it.
Yeah.
But if you think it's getting in the way of your relationship, it's stopping you being friends because you can't believe anything they're saying.
Yes.
Then you can pick them up once or twice.
And say,
do that. And they won't do it as much then.
But embellishing stories is great fun.
Yeah,
You talk about negative impact of a lie, but there's a positive impact with a good story.
Yeah,
I mean,
half a pub chatter,
that sort of thing. I know a few fellas, and they're the most entertaining company. Yeah. And the stories are quite outlandish.
Yeah.
I don't want to know if there's truth or not.
You'd prefer not to know.
I'll roll with what they're saying because it's just so amusing.
You don't want to hear that they went to bed at 10:30 and had cocoa. You want to hear that they're, you know.
The bit where, and they got in at 1:30.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Okay, well, Keith, thank you so much for clarifying all of that. We lie every 3 minutes.
Every 3 minutes.
Think about that today. That's going to be good fun. Thanks for coming in to see us. I'll make sure the microphone's down when you're out the door so that you don't hear what I have to say about you. Senior clinical psychologist at St. John of God Hospital in Slorgan. Keith, good to see you
Great.
Again.
Thanks.
See you again soon.